You are listening to Covenant Eyes Radio. Today we are talking with the co-founder and president of Covenant Eyes, Ron DeHaas. Ron pioneered the concept of accountability software over a decade ago when he started Covenant Eyes. Today, he shares some of his story. He talks with us about why he felt such a burden for protecting families from pornography on the internet.
In the year 2000, I had a couple of teenage sons. I had just gotten on the internet, and I realized that there were a lot of dangers on the internet. I recognized that as a threat to my family, and I took that threat very seriously.
Ron also talks candidly with us about how one of the greatest losses of his life strongly impacted his desire to protect his family.
August 21st, 1992 was the moment that my wife and two children were killed in a car accident. I mourn deeply the loss of family.
Listen to this exclusive interview today on Covenant Eyes Radio. All right, well, today I'm here with Ron DeHaas, and he is my friend and elder and boss. And Ron, you are the president of Covenant Eyes.
Yes, I am president and CEO, and it is really more than just a job to me. It really is a calling.
Mm-hmm. How did Covenant Eyes get started?
Well, I guess the short story is I had, back in the year 2000, I had a couple of teenage sons. They're no longer teenagers, but they were back then. I had just gotten on the internet, and I realized that there were a lot of dangers on the internet.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, basically, I wanted to monitor where they mm-hmm. were going on the internet.
Right.
And I had to be there, right there, when they were on the internet. And I wanted to find a way of not doing that, not having to be there while they're on the internet. And so I had a young fellow working for me, actually, at the time. He was very technically oriented. I asked him if he could monitor where I go on the internet remotely. Mm-hmm. It took him just a few minutes to do it on my computer, and 3 days later presented me with a report of all the sites that I had visited. And I thought, this is really cool. There are more people that could use this.
Oh, yeah. Well, often there's a story behind the story. And so I'm wondering more about what your motivation was for desiring that accountability for your teenage sons. Why did you want that?
Well, I'm going to have to take you back almost 20 years.
That's good. Okay.
Of course, in every Christian's life, there's a before and after.
Right.
From the time you're born again, that's the turning point in your life if you're a Christian.
Right.
But there are also turning points in our physical world as well. And for me, August 21st, 1992 was the before which and after which are the two halves of my life. That moment was the moment that my wife and two children were killed in a car accident.
Hmm.
They were stopped on Interstate 94 near Battle Creek, Michigan, stopped for another accident, and they were nearly stopped for 30 seconds when a tanker truck came up behind them, never slowed down, and their gasoline tank exploded. They were killed instantly in that accident. And so I'm sure it's also a before and after which for that truck driver's life as well.
Yeah. Well, I can't even begin to imagine what that was like. What was your response in all that?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to imagine it too, looking back now. That was 18 years ago. And so August 1st, 1992, 18 years ago. And so it's sometimes hard for me to imagine that as well.
Sure.
I kept a journal that I have on our blog, but one thing that has come back to me over and over again is from the book of Job, chapter 1, where Job learned of his family's death, and it says in that verse that he fell to the ground and he worshiped.
Hmm.
And I can tell you that in the moment I found out about my family, my pastor actually was the one who told me. He found me at work, came, the state police brought him there, and he told me that I had lost my family. And I literally fell to the ground. That's exactly what happened to me. I remember loosening my tie, and it was nearly an hour before I got up. And looking back, I can't say that at the time I would have called it worship, but now I can look back and see that it was the word that's used in Job is shahah, for worship. And that is the most profound sense of worship that a person can have. And clearly that's where I was at that time. And as I look back, I can tell you, I see that God has worked in unusual ways in my life. I've read numerous books on the process of grieving, but I do understand that my reactions to my tragic loss were not typical.
Right.
For instance, books that I've read indicate that the grieving process includes a process of denial. And I don't believe I ever experienced that denial. I don't believe I did. And the reaction to my loss was also strongly influenced by my very strong relationship, unusually strong relationship with Pat and Ann and Stephen, my wife and two children.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly, my reaction was a result of my stronger relationship with God through Jesus Christ, which I already had before the accident ever happened.
Yeah.
And if I have a message to people right now in preparing for a tragedy, there is a God who reveals himself in the person of Jesus Christ and in the text of the Bible.
Amen.
And we can be thankful that he is in control and that we're not.
Yeah, so, yeah. Absolutely.
And I'll tell you a few stories. One of the first days that I was alone after the accident, I had a very bad nightmare about the accident, and I can clearly remember that. but while that same day, I was out mowing the lawn on my tractor, and it reminded me of my son Stephen. I was riding the lawnmower, and many times he would ride the tractor with me, and he loved that. But I noticed while I was riding the tractor that day that I had a decision. And I could choose to be sorry for myself and wallow in my grief when I think of Pat and Ann and Stephen, or I could choose to remember the joy that Stephen brought me in my life and how much I loved riding the tractor with him. And it just wasn't much of a choice. I had to choose the joy of the memory that I had.
Yeah.
So, and then another story that I had, as I look back over that time, I've thought of the various possibilities that if one or two of them had survived that accident. I think of mourning Pat's, my wife Pat's, loss. If I still had two children, a living Ann and a living Stephen, or the loss of Ann and the grief that it would bring to Pat, along with explaining the loss to Stephen, or the loss of Stephen, a tragic loss which would be felt so deeply by Pat, who nurtured him so carefully because he had severe allergies, tempered by the strength that I know Anne would have had. And I think of sharing the loss of both Pat and Stephen with a living Anne, or sharing the loss of both Pat and Anne with my joyous son, Stephen. And I think of the desperate grief that Pat and I would have if we had lost our two children. But as terrible a tragedy as any of those sounds, each one really does sound wonderful in the sense of reality of losing them all. I've relived that accident many times, sometimes through Pat's eyes, sometimes through Ann's, sometimes through Stephen's. And sometimes it's so real that I live it myself. Each time it has the same horrible ending. The county medical examiner who pulled them out of the car, also recovered a few items from the car. He gave me Pat's wedding ring and her engagement ring, as well as a ring that her dad gave her. But something else he recovered and gave me were six coins. four quarters and two nickels. They are not particularly recognizable as coins now, but as an author, Walter Storff, in his book on Lament for My Son, he said, if for each of us it was our destiny to be obliterated, and for all of us together it was our destiny to fade away without a trace, then not Christ's rising, but my dear son's early dying would be the logo of our fate. And I can honestly say, if it wasn't for Christ's rising, those four quarters and two nickels would be the logo of our fate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, I can't even imagine going through so much of that. And thank you so much for sharing that. I do want to ask you, though, in all of this, rising out of the ashes of this, what does that have to do with you wanting to start this company?
Well, I guess that's where we started on this discussion.
Yeah.
You know, for me, there was one very important thing, and that was, while I mourned deeply, and I still mourn, 16, 18 years later, still mourning. Mm-hmm. As I mourn the loss of Pat and Ann and Stephen, there's another thing that I mourned the loss of, and that was the loss of family. Mm-hmm. And God has redeemed that in so many ways, because now I have another wonderful family. God has replaced that family with yet another perfect family, and I love them dearly. One of the things that is so important to the relationship of Covenant Eyes is the sense of family that I had and that I continue to have. Mm-hmm. When I first realized that my two teenage sons were being threatened by what is on the internet,
right,
I recognized that as a threat to my family.
Right.
And I took that threat very seriously, considering what I'd lost. It was critically important to me to maintain my family. And I have to go back to the time of the accident. There was a settlement that came from the trucking company. And as a result of that settlement, I actually had enough money that I thought I could at least live. I'd probably have to get a job doing something, but at least I could live somewhat comfortably with my family. Which I did, but then along came this burning issue of internet pornography. And so basically, the other relationship that it has, besides the burning relationship of protecting families, is it enabled me to start Covenant Eyes financially.
Mm-hmm.
And so that money is now it resides here at Covenant Eyes. And so between the two, God gave me not only the underlying motivation to protect families from what I believe is the most devastating sin that is threatening the church today, but he also gave me the wherewithal to start it financially.
Mm.
And so that's why right at the very beginning I said, this is a calling for me. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Now God has redeemed the loss of my family with another new family. My wife and I have had another child. She's 15 years old now.
Yeah.
And my daughter Abigail. And I recognize now, even 10 years after starting Covenant Eyes, that there is redemption, even for those who are struggling, even for those who have what they believe is absolutely the deepest losses in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That there is redemption. And that redemption comes through Jesus Christ. That's the only place that it really can come from. But there is redemption.
Yes.
And so that's what we work for at Covenant Eyes.
You have been listening to Covenant Eyes Radio. I am your host, Luke Gilkerson. Listen to more of our podcasts on iTunes or the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog. I'm